Blog Talk Radio.
My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns, hey, my God reigns, thank you, Jesus, my God reigns, my God reigns, hey, my God reigns, hallelujah, my God reigns. My God reigns, my God reigns, thank you, Jesus, my God reigns. My God reigns, my God reigns, praise the Lord, my God reigns. My God reigns, my God reigns, hallelujah, my God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns. Praise the holy name of God. We bless him and honor him because he truly reigns. Oh, we allow him to reign in our lives daily. That's the situation. Are we letting him be Lord, or is he just the Christ of the crisis in your life? Let him reign. Let him have free reign through the Holy Spirit as we not grieve him and override him, but let him reign. Praise the holy name of God. Bless the Lord. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection prayer line. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for this new year, 2022. Already getting ready to move out of February and embark upon March, as the Lord say the same, and life lasts. Bless God. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from 1 Peter 5. Very familiar scriptures. Praise the Lord. Starting at the fourth verse out of the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us into the eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And if it says in the Amplified, starting at the seventh verse, it says out of the fifth verse, of those that just missed the part of the reading, is the 1 Peter 5, started at the fifth verse, and we read down to the 11th verse. I'm just going to read this out of the seventh verse down. Out of the Amplified, it says, casting the whole of your cares, all of your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious of all times, for that the enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaming in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical suffering are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. And after you have suffered a while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessings and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you securely, and strengthen and settle you. 11, for to him the dominion, power, and authority rule forever and ever. Amen. So be it. 1 Peter 5, 5th verse to the 11th verse. In the name of Jesus, we'll govern ourselves accordingly, according to your word, Lord. We give you glory, praise, and honor. And as we submit ourselves to you and obey you and seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, walking in forgiveness and walking in the agape, you'll do the exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask in our life. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. In Jesus' name, faith and obedience. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Want to go over to God, pray over to God for Mother McCormick. I just called, glory to God. I think it was not sure whether it was between 4 and 5 or whatever time it was, just to check in on her and come to find out her. She was sounding a little sad, but she was on the road with her daughter, so I don't know what direction they were going, but she was saying they just been having death in the family. They have two cousins, one found dead in the home, and the other one, I don't know what his situation, we're just talking briefly on about 5 minutes. And then some other person, whether relative, I think, I'm not sure, but it was one lady that she's known for quite some years and been praying. And I'm not sure whether she ever came on the prayer line, but she said that I remembered I used to pray for a few years back. But all of this has happened in this past week. So we just want to pray for her and her family real quick, and then we're going to go into prayer. And God, I've been dealing with about so much I've been hearing, and I know you all have been hearing too, more and more about our youth, even though we're thanking the Lord, he's saving some and delivering some and covering them and even saving them out of danger, even though their lives might not have been saved for his salvation. And some have come into the knowledge of all the different prayers around the globe, but it's still so much useless, tragic, horrible things happening, that they're being shot, killed, or something happening to them, sickness and disease, and mostly it's about crime. So we want to target our youth tonight and continuously, because we do, but we've gotten away from really, really trying to keep that. That was one of the key things, too, as well as the body of Christ, even with this ministry, as well as so many people are going through various situations. But we don't want to let that slip when there are times where we need to really intercede a little bit more heavy, especially when we're hearing about these various things that we want to intercept. But we're not going to be able to stop everything, but God still have us here for the light still to shine until he comes back. So he said, work while the day, when night comes, no man can work. He didn't say because the crime is all-time high and going to get worse than that, because in these last days, he said, we still got to be on our post for praying, seeking the face of the Lord, and reaching out. Some things he'll have us to do in the physical, and other things we have to do warfare all the time in the spirit, and praying and the covering, keep yourself prayed up and covered too, so you can have the strength and wisdom and the discernment how to go in, how to go out. And even sometimes people that we meet in the street, some things may seem instantaneously because God may have set the way or set us in a situation where he gives us that opportunity to pray, to intercede, or to be able to say a word or speak a word. And sometimes it's just a kind word or whatever like this, even if it's only a compliment, a door got blessed for to come open, for to be able to speak in one plant, one water, and God do the increase. So it would be a lot of watering sometimes, and sometimes other seeds being planted. But we just got to keep that in mind when we're disciples for Christ and really, truly reach out and definitely pray, even when people don't want you to pray. We don't care if they got different kinds of religions, this, that, and the other. We can pray within. Nobody can stop us from praying that way now, you know, standing up, hollering a prayer in somebody's ear, or determining just to say things out loud and whatever. God give us wisdom how to go in and how to come out. So one thing about it, even we standing right there praying within ourselves from against some forces of evil that be around us sometimes or whatever, just causing chaos and whatever, and because the anointing in us. Sometimes we can walk in a place and the anointing in us can change the atmosphere without even saying a word. And then sometimes he'll give us a word. And then other times you can be in a hostile situation and you just walked. I mean, they come into your presence and the enemy mad because that anointing, of course, that lightness on the inside of you is shining on the darkness in them. And so it flusters those spirits sometimes. But we know we just got to be able to discern and listen to the voice of God and let the Holy Spirit lead us and not let our flesh cause us to be fearful or fretful. But in the meantime, praise God, we bless God for he is the great I am on the inside. And he said we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Father, we come in your presence today with spirit of thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude, glorifying, magnifying, uplifting your holy name because there is none like thee. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Lord, we adore you. We lift your name up. How excellent is thy name. You are our Savior, our deliverer, our burden bearer, high tower, strong tower. Everything we need is found in you, the I am that I am. God, we thank you that we have the privilege to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, to call upon your name, glory to God, and have the confidence to know that you're going to answer. Search our hearts. Things that are in our lives that could be hindering some of our prayers or hindering the move of God in us. God, let us get to a place that we yield totally to you and let you come in and cleanse in the name of Jesus and not deny and justify. But as we come before you now with thanksgiving, we pray for Mother, glory to God, McCormick, for her family and friends or whoever, glory to God, that's going through at this time of grief and sorrow or hurt and pain. And God, you said you came to bind up the broken heart and set the captive free. So God, we ask you, Lord God, to penetrate their hearts with your love, with your mercy, with your grace. God, just cover them, glory to God, hallelujah, that they may know, glory to God, that you are still the God, hallelujah, that hears and sees and knows all things, omnipotent, omnipresent. God, we even pray, glory to God, in the midst of their pain, that God, you will heal. You go places that none of us can go. We can be there to encourage, but God, you're the one that does the healing. So we ask you to touch her too as well. We come against any spirit that would try to come, glory out, to challenge them, glory to God, to try to get them locked down in a oppressed, suppressed, or either those that become fearful because we're hearing all of this news all at once, or we just came through this, that, and the other. But God, I pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. The ones that are saved sometimes, all the time, don't always understand too. But God, we know that you can touch, and all of us hurt in different ways. God, we go through things in different ways, but you're the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. So you know what it takes for each person. So we ask you to breathe on them in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for any of those that have gone through and still going through, or glory to God, have been touched by death in some way or another, and especially it hurts even more when the person hasn't known Christ. But God, we pray that these situations, glory to God, nobody still yet can heal and deliver and touch and minister and move, but we can pray and pray, glory to God, your blessings upon them, that they be healed and encouraged, whoever they are, wherever they are. But we ask you to touch her now too as well. Praise God. I want you to pray as God leads you tonight in prayer, but also, like I said, keep in mind our youth because so many have been shot and killed and so many crimes and drive-bys and others, glory to God. They may not even necessarily have been in the wrong place, but there's just now the enemy is just for fun, just shooting people homes. And this little college child just graduated from college. Can't remember which one they were. I'm just hearing today where forgot the name of the college, but already graduated, already got a job lined up in a in another state in Virginia, and somebody decided to just shoot by the college and just kill them and whatever. But it's so many that you're hearing on the streets and hearing, glory to God, that people are just, you know, so much is happening. I'm just trying to go over all of that. But it's a book in here. I just want to read the prayer for teenagers. But it could be anyone. It don't have to be in a teen, just for our children, period. And it said, Heavenly Father, I know, Lord Jesus, that you are my Lord and my King, and you intercede for me. And whether this is for the child speaking or whether it's a parent or somebody just interceding for, glory to God, we're just going to read it. You are a loving and forgiving God, and we ask you, Lord, to forgive for all my sins and any unforgiveness that I may have in my heart. I ask you to forgive me for anything, always making you a priority in my life. I know you are strong and we need your help right now. We're being tempted to do things that are not good for us. Give me strength. So this is in the way of a teenager prayer. Praise God. Give me strength to say no to precious. Help me to find good and godly things to keep me busy in a place of the things that my friends want me to do. You are my strength, Lord. I know, Lord, that you understand all temptations and faith and the faith that teenagers today and what it would take to keep me from being lured into the wrong direction. So, Lord, I trust in you to know my heart and keep me from those worldly traps. Help me, Lord, to receive fully an understanding your word in Jesus' name, James 1:3-4, so that when my faith is tested, my endurance has a chance to grow. I know that you will guide me along the right pathway for my life, and I know you will advise me and watch over me. I know, Lord, that you are my counselor, and I know always to depend on you. I am in need of your guidance. I don't know what to do. Psalms 32:8. Help me to do what you want done in all situations that as a teenager must face. Please, Lord, put godly people in my path to show me the steps I need to take. Even though this teenager, it's like the teenagers are praying this prayer, well, we need to be praying more that way the teenagers can be able to have that kind of mindset. The ones that are saved and the ones that need, glory to God, to come into the knowledge of the truth, that they will have that heart after we take out a heart of stone, put in the heart of flesh. I know, Lord, that there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. I ask you, Lord, to help me to find the kind of Christian friends that will be closer than a brother. Help me, Lord, to be the kind of friend to others that I want to for myself. Open my eyes to see the good qualities in people around me. There are so many questions that I need to ask, and I'm torn between finding the truth and having a good time and keeping my friends. That's what I was praying with Pastor Bird and Pastor Burton, saying, glory to God, how much it is for us to be the mentors that we need to be and not to be having the house of kingdom of God divided, because we cannot, glory to God, accomplish things, glory to God, if we are divided when they have so many people need to know Christ, and then our youth are finding their mentors in all kinds of different people and whatever, like, and a lot of things that are contrary to the will of the Lord. Oh, God, I want to do what's the right thing instead of wearing a mask and being a phony just to be popular. Oh, we got some of that. How we can't even lead because it's in the body of Christ. Too many adults are doing it as well. Heavenly Father, I ask you to show me your face when I feel like giving up. Remind me of your unconditional love when it seems to have no hope in me. I know, Lord, that you will continue the battle for me when I can't. I want to learn to cling to you when I am going in the wrong direction. Help me to keep my thoughts on you when I become weak. Help me to continue to praise you during these low times. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for reaching down into my world and drawing me close to you. Thank you for allowing me to soak up your strength during moments like these. I thank you, Lord, for never giving up on me, even when I've given up on myself. Make me into the worthwhile person you destined me to be. Teach me to know your will and for my life to be obedient to you. Do not let anything, Lord, interfere with your destiny for my life. I know you have a greater plan for me, and help me to find it. I praise you, Lord, for the comfort that you bring by just listening to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that prayer, glory to God, is powerful, as one would pray that's fighting for their life in Christ as a teenager or a young person. But, Lord, I pray some of the things that we'll pray, that some of us as believers will pray for our youth, and some of the things even parents, but also the people that are born again that are struggling too, young and old, or seasoned. That's a season, when that kind of season I'm talking about, not seasoned in Christ, it wouldn't be the same prayer, but the seasoned ones, as I'm calling as elders, that need physically elders, that need to pray the prayer and not just coast along just enough to say, I got fire insurance, I want life insurance, and what is health insurance, just to stay out of the fire of hell and just go out to get to heaven and just to stay healthy. No, it's more than that. We got to fight the good fight of faith, and our God has us there. We're bought with a price, no more own. The harvest is plentiful, and the labors are few. We need to be transformed into his image to fight the good fight of faith, to draw others to Christ, the lights to stay on here, glory to God, so that way we can reach as many as we can when the enemy is causing the hell to enlarge itself. We are praying, glory to God, the eyes will come open, ears will come open, to come into the knowledge of the truth of God's word, to hear it and obey it, to submit to it and deny this flesh. We ask for strength and courage for us to be able to stand, to know that we are still to be ambassadors for Christ. We're still to stand up and hold up the bloodstained banner. We're to be able to live a life and not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and esteem others more than we ought to. Forgive and walk in the agape, to deny our feelings and emotions, so the spirit man can stand, because God is, Jesus was not emotional. He gave us every tool, glory to God, that we need, every weapon that we need. He was the example, and he even, glory to God, had followers to know that how we are to walk according to his will, if we let the Holy Spirit lead us. So, God, I'm praying for them. I'm praying that they'll be awakened. I'm praying for us, because in order for them to come in, our lights have to be shining. We have to be stable. We have to be steadfast in the faith. We have to submit and be obedient. We have to be the light. We can't have the light flickering on and off, glory, like it's a short in a wiring. We can't, glory to God, be a light, a flashlight, or be like a little lightning bug on here. You look at the bug over here, the light there, and the light here, and people can't even trace to follow you because you're up and down, in and out, or the mask over God because of the pain, the agony, the twins, the panic and pain. Glory to God, we got to be able to let go, glory to let go and let God come in, so we can be an example in our homes and in ministry, in our neighborhoods, on the job or wherever. God, I'm praying, Lord, to God, they'll make a difference, so they won't be looking at the movie stars and the athletes and the chat room and the gangbangers and all of those right here, and the fast money or whatever. Oh, God, help us to make a difference, so they won't be looking at us. We talk one thing and live another, and on the phone bashing our pastor, our friends, in the gospel, or whoever, the ministers, or we up here, glory, I live in a double life. Oh, please, the blood of Jesus. Oh, you're going to know them by the fruit by the tree. Oh, God, help us, glory to God. Take the stop masquerading, even through the pain and agony. Some people are going to make them their gods and idols because you think more about your pain and your agony and what you done went through. Talk more about that than Jesus and the devil, God, they got to see a difference. Help us live a life among each other that we're genuine, we're real, glory to God, so we can reach out and draw others. Sometimes we may not even have a word being said, but people can tell from your presence coming in, or even when they watch your life, to see that Christ is in it, even through the trying time, the trials, the tribulation. Instead of us acting like the devil or acting, glory to God, unseemly, or act like in the world, they see a difference in our confidence and how we respond. And even if we do go over that, get out of character for a minute, they know this is not normal. This is not the person that I normally see. This is not Mr. Jim Beam, or this is not Mary Lou. This is, glory to God, Something had to trigger for her to be like, what I see daily. Lord, let it be like that, that if people are looking, being defensive to the fact that, you know what, oh, I know something had to happen. God, make our lives, glory to God, in the place that you would be, glory, at pleased. Well, we have to do that. God, I'm praying right now, glory to God, for strength for those that are going through and those that need that strength for somebody to come in and help them and encourage them how to walk the walk. So, glory to God, some may be in that place that God says, many are, glory to God, when he said, glory to God, are deceived, but he said, we'll not be deceived by the enemy, but glory to God, for lack of knowledge, some of us are. But God, when the light come on, and you reveal it in the word, God, help people not to deny and justify. Help us to submit ourselves. Help us to not be, glory to God, retaliating. You said in James that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Help us to let this light shine of Jesus Christ, the J-S-U-S, to shine through us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray encouragement. I pray strength. I pray wisdom. I pray anointing. Glory to God to continue to flow in those that are trying and doing and living and standing on the wall like Nehemiah. Glory to God, using their weapons and using the word and doing what they need to do to continue to build up the body of Christ. God, help us, glory to God, to have more discernment. Open our ears. Help us to be to a place where yield and let go and let God, hallelujah, all our feelings and emotions and unforgiveness and this, that, and the other, so God can have his way in us and the lights will shine even bright and they'll be more illuminated when we all come in together, the more for one cause are to glorify you and to carry out the assignment that you have set here for us to do in the name of Jesus. So God, we pray right now for come against rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience, all jealousy and envy and all kind of other foolishness that come up in the body that will hinder us, greed and high-mindedness and glory to God and trying to accomplish so much and letting our education and all kinds of other things get in the way, glory to God, and prestige and those strongholds got to come down. Bring awareness, glory. I pray conviction that it will not, glory to God, hallelujah, retaliate against the ones that are trying to bring truth. God, we are praying, glory to God, against those forces, and we're praying life, health, and wholeness, and deliverance, and healing, and glory to God, strength and courage to carry out the assignment in the name of Jesus. Those that might be going through in their bodies, that for healing, we're praying for those to hold on to faith while they're going through. We're praying for those that are going through a financial crisis, hold on while they're going. Those that might be going on through grief, that they will hold on and stand on God's word. This too shall pass. You're the healer, and you're to deliver. God, we pray against those foul and unclean spirits of the enemy that got our children all caught up, glory to God. Not all of them, because some trying to live safe, some trying to make an accomplishment in life, trying to achieve some things in life, glory to God, for the betterment. God, we are praying, glory to God, against those that are caught up in drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and caught up in gangbanging, caught up, glory to God, and murder and drive-bys, and glory to God, those that are being rebellious in their homes and doing all kind of foul things and not listening to parents or listening to those that are in authority that don't want to get an education just in the classroom, just disrupting classes. We plead the blood of Jesus against every foul spirit of the enemy, every thought and plot and plan he put in their minds for schemes, glory to God, to bring harm and danger to others. We rebuke and bind it and loose that spirit of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Even glory to God, those that got death threats on their lives and all threatening lives of others. In the name of God, I pray, God, such a conviction in their lives. I pray, glory to God, you intervene. We're praying for those prayers, effective, fervent prayers of the righteous that pray, glory to God, hallelujah, still praying because it could have been more, glory to God, that the enemy was stole and steal if we were, glory to God, wasn't having some that were praying and standing in the gap and trying to reach out, glory to God, in these different kinds of communities, activities or reaching out, glory to God, to one-on-one mentors or, glory to God, doing something to bring, glory to God, some encouragement or spoken word to bring them into that place to know you don't have to live through hopelessness. You don't have to die like this. You don't have to, glory to God, look at the world, glory to God, for fame and fortune. And whether I live today or tomorrow, however, just give me, glory to God, what I want for now. Come against that theft demon that's running around stealing and stealing, glory to God, theft, glory to God, in the merchandise and some, glory to God, just going to, on the internet, just stealing all the plots and plans or whatever. God, we are praying against, glory to God, even some of these generational curses. Oh, it's went back from generation to generation, and it keep passing it out. I pray intervening, God, in the name of Jesus. Feel like I got to do this because this is in our bloodline. All glory to God. We plead the blood of Jesus against that, that it will be destroyed in Jesus' name. God, I pray an awakening. There's so much to pray for, but I pray healing. I pray people to come in their pathway and that they won't trample on the word of God. We pray, glory to God, that bind and loose the assignment of the enemy over their lives. So when we do speak to them, we're praying that that word will penetrate in the name. Give us wisdom, how to witness. Give us wisdom, how to approach. Even sometimes just an encouraging word, glory, in passing, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We know sometimes there's some that you can't speak directly to, and there's some that you can. But being led by the Spirit, we don't walk by fear, but we walk by faith. But we've got to be led by the Spirit. So we just can pray. And pray, glory to God, and obey the Lord and what God give us to do in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray to loose the enemy will loose his hold off of their minds and just whatever drops in, whatever feels good, I do it. Whatever I think I want to do, I do it. Oh, glory to God, some that's being used to send fear tactics towards other people. Glory to God. We bind that up in the name of Jesus. God, and low self-esteem, those, glory to God, that don't feel like nobody love them or care for them or any kind of thing that can the enemy can use to bring them into drugs or bring them into occults or bring them into gangbanging or whatever. Oh, the blood of Jesus, those yokes be destroyed. And those that don't want to change their minds and human trafficking, God, I pray, glory to God, even in their homes, I pray, glory to God, anyone encouraging these things, and they don't want to change. We pray for their salvation, but they don't want to change. God, I pray you destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus. And if they have to go to prison for some of the stuff they're doing, then so be it. Maybe they'll find Jesus there, not just Jesus to get out of jail, but you already got that false thing that they'll pretend and do. But I'm praying, glory, out of penetration of the heart, that it will change the heart and minds, that it will cause them to want to go out and be a witness and a light to others and not just a get-out-of-jail card or just pretending. But we plead the blood of Jesus. We are praying, glory to God, have mercy. I pray, glory to God, that you just intervene as we pray. Help us to stay charged up. Help us to not get weary in well-doing. Help us to not get tired on this journey, on this path that you have us on. But we keep seeking your face daily to keep our strength built up, to keep our self-interest. So there's so much getting our ear gates that we don't be careful about guarding our hearts with all diligence and not to have our eye gates open to everything the news recorder's saying, things that we know, what the neighbors are saying, how we feeling and all this. Then we are speaking more out of our flesh instead of out of the Spirit of the Most High God. God, I ask you, Lord, to bless. I pray for healing and deliverance. I pray for courage. I pray for strength. I pray for those that are homeless and those that are going through in their families, those over to God that are pulled to the streets because they don't have the adequate things they need, or glory to God, they're suffering because they've been ostracized or criticized or have others, glory to God, because they don't have the proper clothing or the shoes or this, that, and the other, and cause them to, glory to God, be tempted to get over into some things, or glory to God, being abused by the bullies or whatever. God, we know, glory to God, you see all, you know all, you're omnipotent and I'm not present. God, help us to be available for service, whatever that is, but help us to still continue to pray without ceasing with faith, but also with our prayers and our faith. We got to believe, glory to God, that we realize that we got to walk upright too as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Satan, we serve notice on you and all your little cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme. We rebuke, bind, and loose you from your assignment and send you back to the dry place from which you came. We speak life, and we thank you, Lord God, for your blessings. We thank you that deep calls unto deep, and God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can't, glory, expect blessings over in shallow ground, that we will know that, glory, that you can do that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. So we thank you, glory to God, for keeping us every day, for that grace, for that mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter, even the heat when we need it, when it's cold, and glory to God, the air when it's hot. God, we thank you for those that are right now suffering that don't have it and need it, God. And they may have had it at one time because of the storms and because of the flood and because of the pandemic and all these other things that have caused them to lose so much. But God, you're a restorer. And most of all, I'm praying through it all, the ones that are not saved to be saved, glory to God, and their hearts to change and recognize, glory, thank God for the life that God can bless them to restore, be restored. Things can be restored again. God, I pray right now that you would just bless our president. Help him. Give him direction. Give the vice president direction. The cabinet, glory to God. The president, the glory to God, the Congress and whatever else, all those ones that are involved in whatever situation, glory, right, for our armed forces and for these decision-making, glory to God, for our country, and especially you doing this time with all this stuff going on with Putin and Russia and even things with China, Korea, or whatever. God have mercy. God intervene. We're praying. God bless. Pray for your people to pray and open up their ears and eyes, recognize the times that we're in so we'll know how to walk, talk, and be obedient to that God's call. Pray, glory to God, for Jerusalem. We pray for, glory to God, Israel, God, we pray in the midst of all of that that's going on. Pray for the lives of our soldiers, God, that are put in harm's way, trying to protect their countries and other countries. God bless them. Bless their families. And even some of them don't have the adequate things they need to have and have to be dealing with a paycheck to paycheck. God, and sometimes the paycheck don't even stretch enough. God, I pray, Lord, you bless for those that are hurting, those that already been maimed and so forth like this and going through right now because they're veterans that have not got the adequate help that they need from the VA. God bless and touch. There's so much to pray for, God. Open doors, turn some things around. Let money flow where it's supposed to flow instead of out here with all this things, man, just want to create and saying there's no money, but the money is being transported into other things and in other people's pockets, making them rich. But God, let these monies, when they go out, go to places that really need, for the elderly, for the soldiers, for those over to God that are hurting, for sicknesses, for different types of diseases and whatever that need to be, glory to God, dealt with. God, we just pray just for man's heart to change. Take out hearts of stone to put in hearts of flesh. When they receive your word, let it not be rejected. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Let's see who's on board. Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. We're going to have Brother Black and see if our praise the Lord. Brother Black, I see he came in early. He wants to get, I don't know if she wants to pray or not, but.
Oh, yeah.
Not Brother Mother McCormick. Pastor Bird. Mother Willette. And Mother Alexander. We're going that order. Praise the Lord. And so if Mother McCormick went after Brother Black, then we ask, I'll be with you in just a moment. Just a moment. After Brother Black and so forth, if Mother McCormick wants to pray, if she don't, then she can tell you then at the time. If she does not, then we go right on to for Prophetess Bird, and then Mother Willette, and then Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. At this time, you take the liberty and go ahead and pray, Brother Black.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we lift you up. We just bless you, God. Another day, Lord, we've never seen before, God, but you made it available for your people, your body, God. Lord, you said it reigns in the just as well as it. As well as the unjust. You made it possible for them, Lord, the ones, Lord, that's still breathing, God, and above ground, God. Lord, it's all because of your grace, God. You know every situation. You know every heart, God. You know the timing, God. Lord, you call some home, Lord, and you leave others until their job is finished. But even the ungodly, Lord, they perish, God, at their appointed time. God, you're the judge over all things, God. We can't even fathom these things, but you know it all, God. But the ones who are wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in you, God, the way of the God knows the way of the unrighteous. God knows the way of the godly. But the ways of the ungodly shall perish, the Bible says in Psalms way. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's Psalms chapter 1, verse 6. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we just lift up, Lord, Mother McCormick right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus and her family, God. Lord, these things that are happening, God, Lord, we just speak peace, Lord, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, God, to just rest on her, God, rest on her family, God, all the loved ones, God. Lord, even as they go through this bereavement with cousins, Lord, here and there, the male and the female, comfort their families, God. Oh, God, give them a plan, God. Lord, let finances, all the finances be met, God. Oh, God, you just move on that behalf, God. And you, Holy Spirit, you draw them, Lord, unto salvation. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, let this be a blessing, Lord, even in a dire situation like this, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. And we still lift up Teresa and her other daughter and Kelly, baby Kelly, and the other baby that goes to school. In the name of Jesus, the prophetess, Lord, we just thank you. We lift them up, God. Oh, Lord, I may not have her name right now, but I'll remember her name in a second. But I just thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for all their lives, God, everybody on the prayer line, God, one by one, name by name, Prophetess Hubbard, Lord, in her daughters, God, her son-in-laws, God, her Imani, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just lift them up, ask you to touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, God. Lord, whatever situation that they're in, God, oh, God, we ask that you blow on it, God. Oh, reverse every curse, turn every situation around, God. Lord, we rebuke every spirit of witchcraft, seances, Ouija boards, psychics, God. Every scheme, God, every problem, every transferring spirit, lingering spirit, every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. God, they're all pestilence, noisome pestilence. Lord, you said 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but none of these things shall come near our dwelling place. Only we will see with our own eyes and behold the reward of the wicked, God. Lord, we're covered under your blood. We've been utterly submerged in your blood, God. And we thank you. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God, we believe by faith. We stand on your word. Even as Mother Alexander would say, we stand on your word until it come to pass, God. Thrown in the towel. We're not abandoning ship. We count all of your assignments renderless. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you're a liar, and we know the truth. We walk by faith and not by sight. The truth has set us free. The word of God is the truth. Every other ground is a lie and sinking sand. God, we thank you for all the ones that are on the prayer line. And listen, faithfully, week to week, God, I ask you to bless them, God. Bless them mightily. Go all in their households, upstairs, downstairs, God. Touch everybody that's in the house, God. All their family members, even on their jobs, vacations, wherever they go, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit draw them, God. Draw them now, God. My God, touch them, God. Bless them, and if they have any need, God. And whoever bless divine connections, whoever blessed divine connections, God, concerning monetary giving, concerning keeping this on the phone line and wherever, keeping divine connections open, God. God, bless them 100-fold. Whoever blessed the woman of God, bless them 100-fold. They will in no wise lose out on a prophet's reward. God, we just thank you, God. Your word doesn't lie. And Lord, you said it's accounted unto us by faith when we speak it and we hear from you. It's by our faith. And God, I believe it. I know you're still small voice. We all do. And we thank you so much, God, and our youth, God, wherever they may be, God, in colleges, graduating from colleges, Lord, from the preschool, from nursery, all the way up, God, to graduates in college, God. One by one, name by name, God. Draw them, Holy Spirit. Send ministers by this, Lord, that they may have a chance to say, what must I do to be saved? Some still don't know you as Lord and Savior. Some still never heard about you. Even though the Bible is the oldest book in the world, but the newest thing still coming out. Because people never opened the Bible to read what your word have to say. It's totally brand new to them. Dust all on the table where the Bible is, dust on the Bible in the house all these years, but we never opened it up, God. I've been there. I know. A big Bible, parallel Bible. But read Psalms 23, and that's all I know. You can't remember that. But, Lord, that's all right. You're turning things around for them, God. Lord, they have listening ears now. I speak those things into existence. Their eyes are keen to your word, God. Their ears, Lord, are keen to your word, to your voice, God, to your Holy Spirit. Ah, they're baptized in the Holy Ghost. They're running for their life. They're on fire, God. Their mind is made up. Their heart is fixed, God. They're speaking your word, God, with fire, power, and demonstration of your spirit. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we see a new thing. Great things that you have already done, God. We speak it. We believe it. We take it. We have it. We thank you for it. We forgive all those who we have all against. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Mother, did you want to pray or just want to pass?
Yes, I'll pray.
Okay.
First, I'd just like to thank God for Pastor Hubbard. Thank God for this woman, God. She's always encouraged me so much. And I thank God for each and every one of y'all that's on the prayer line. My heart is kind of heavy tonight, a little bit. When I think I'm going to get over it.
Sure you want to pray?
Yeah, I got to.
Okay, darling, go ahead. God bless
you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you right now. Lord, I come asking you to forgive me for any sin or wrong that I've done, anything, God. God, I pray that you look on your people right now, Father. Lord, you know the situation, the things that's going on in this world, God. You know more about it, things than I know about it, Father. Now, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to look down on those that's going through the bereavement right now, God. God, their heart is heavy, Lord God, but you know all about it. And you know how to lift our burden, Lord God. Because you told us in the word to cast our cares on you for your cares for us. So, God, as I go forward tonight praying and believing you, Lord God, that you will never leave me nor forsake me. You say you'll be with me to the end, Lord. So, God, I come in the name of Jesus this afternoon. God, I pray for those that's struggling tonight, those that don't have a place to stay, Lord. Those that don't have no job to go to, Father. Those that's sick in their body tonight, Lord. Those that's lying in the bed of affliction. Lord, I ask you to move right now in the name of Jesus. Because I realize, Heavenly Father, that all power is in your hands. I realize, Heavenly Father, God, that without you we can do nothing. But with you we can do all things. So now, Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I come because I know nobody else to call on but you, Lord God. Lord, I come, Lord, asking you, Lord, to have mercy on us all, God, because we need you in a day and time like this. God, I pray, Lord, that you look on the president of the United States, those, Lord God, that's in the Army, Lord God, the Air Force, or in different places, Lord God. God, I pray even for the police, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for people that's standing on the road that holding up signs and God needing help on tonight, God. Somebody stands in the need right now, God. God, I pray, Lord God, that you look down on those that don't, that's in grocery stores, those that's working in grocery stores, God. I pray, Lord God, that you look on those that's traveling up and down the highways, that might be driving a truck and taking food from one place to the other. God, I pray for those situations, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, God, for your, for just knowing that I cannot make it down here without you, Lord God. God, I ask you to look on your people, Lord God. Look on all the prayer warriors, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to bless each and every one of them, God. Bless their homes, God. God, take them all through, Lord God, because we know it's the word of God that's going to help us to stand. It's the word of God that's going to help us to go forward. And when we are down and out, Lord, I'm learning that I have to get in the word, and I have to realize, God, it is you, Lord, that can deliver me, not me myself, but you get is one that can help me to go through. So, God, as I pray tonight, I pray and I give it all to you on tonight, God, because I can't carry this burden by myself. I need you to help me to go through. God, I need you to touch my family, Lord God. Touch them right now, Lord. And not only my family, there's other people going through as much as I may, that I, my family might be going through. There's somebody that's already been through different things and went through situations. So, God, just touch the whole world as people go through the things of losing their friend or losing their family or losing someone that they're so dear to. Have mercy on them, God, and let them know that you're right there, Lord, because you said you would never leave us. You said you would be there, Lord God. You said you would take us through as we go through our trials and tribulation. You told us to count it all joy when we fall and die with temptation. You told us, Heavenly Father, in Psalms 137:7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hands against the wrath of my enemy, and your right hand will save me. And you also said in your word, God, that cast our burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall permit the righteous to be moved. So, God, I give it all to you on tonight. God, I pray, Lord God, for each and every one of us, God. I pray for the youth, Lord God, for the young people everywhere, God. Though they're going through situations, I pray for them, too, that you'll keep them and take them all through, Lord God. God, I appreciate you, and I ask you to continue to be with us, each and every one of us, as we walk this journey, one by one and name by name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none like you, Jesus, Jesus. No one else can do me like you. We can search for eternity long and find there is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He la ba 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 kushi le. None like you, Jesus. Shay, he labo se liro. None like you, Jesus. Hey, he labo sarada ilo. None like you, Jesus. Hey, holy, 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 holy God. Shabakoramaki yandore. None like you, Jesus. Hey, ikandore. Lila la bossi, none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mandorabakie. Ni mandoraya. Lilolo si se. Mandara. Lehikora. Moshi se nanatata. Holy, 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 holy. None like you, Jesus. Esha boko ramawosi sedi andanu yo handia seo sedi. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Ashana na ucheye. Halalala bosi. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Glory to your name. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We give you glory and honor. Oh, God, be lifted up. Be lifted up, Father God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father, because you're worthy. We worship you, Father, and we adore you, God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for choosing us in yourself, Father, before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Father God, for going with us. In fact, you carry us through our hard times. God, I lift up my sister to you tonight. She's heavy and she has a broken heart. But God, you said in your word, hallelujah, that you came, Father God, to set the captive free. You said, God, you came to sit at liberty those that are captive. And God, that means by anything. Hallelujah. Any kind of bondage. Hallelujah. Burdens. Shororobo. Sabbath. Lopo Sunday. Ha-la-la-la-ba-si. I lift up my sister to you tonight, Mother Montgomery. God, she is your child. And she's heavy, God. You know what she's going through. I ask in the name of Jesus that you touch as only you can. You bring peace as only you can. You comfort, God, as only you can. Because you are God and you can do all things. God, you fill all the infirmities and all hurts. And you know what we're going through. But God, you said you'd never leave nor forsake us. God, you said that in the midst of trouble, God, you will be right there. You're omnipresent. And I thank you that you're with her and her family tonight, dear God, as they go through bereavement. Hallelujah. And help them all to know, God, hallelujah, we're all human. And we go all hurt and we go all go through trials and tribulations. But in the midst of it, you are there. I thank you, God, that we don't have to go through like the world who has no hope. Hallelujah. But in our weakest hour, God, you'll pick us up. When we fall down, God, we get up, we get up, we get up. And we call on that name of Jesus, that name that is above every name that's named in heaven and in earth. The one that is able to take us through, the one that is able, hallelujah, to comfort us. Hallelujah, the comforter. He is our comforter. And I thank you for her and her family tonight. I pray for them. I pray, God, that you just bring that ornament, that salve of healing, and just rub them in the places that they need. Ah, God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And weeping may endure for the night, but joy, joy, joy will come in the morning. So I thank you, Father, for my sister right now is we stand in the gap for her and her family as we lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just want to thank you. Hallelujah. that we're able to come together tonight in the name of Jesus and lift you up and glorify you, Father God, because we know without a doubt, God, there's a lot going on. But we won't look to the left or to the right, God. But we're going to keep our focus on you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We won't faint, God, but we're going to continue this journey, Father, in the name of Jesus because you are our helper. You are there in our time of need. So, Father, we just thank you and bless you tonight. We thank you, Father God, that you are our strength. You are our strong tower. We can run into you, God, and we can be saved. We can be renewed. We can be strengthened, hallelujah, to run this race with faith and assurance, dear God, that the victory is ours. Every victory is ours, dear God. Hallelujah. Because you are God, and above you there are none other. You are first and last. You are the beginning and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. You are he that was and is and shall forever be. Elohim, creator of all things. And God, we just bless your name tonight. And God, we do bless your name as we lift up the children to you, Father God. God, we thank you that you said in your word, God, that you will perfect those things which concerns us. And God, we're concerned about the children. We are concerned about the children, God. Hallelujah. God, we've never been in this place that we are now. We've never been in this time of history like we are now. We've never had to face the things that we're facing now. And neither have the children. Hallelujah. God, there's so much to get in their eye gate and their ear gate, God. And they don't know whether to go to the left or the right. People on the right are saying that this is the right thing to do. But people on the left are saying, anything, go. Take your life in your own hand. You can be whoever you want to. You are God. You are God of your own life. But Satan is a liar. And God, we know when those whispers come and when he get in their minds, Father God, that he can create any kind of world that they want. But it all leads to death. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we get into those ears early, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that the parents pray without ceasing. I pray, God, that they be on their toes, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that they be aware of what the kids are listening to and who they're talking to and what they're doing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, because anybody or anything left to themselves, God, would do all kinds of stuff, including us. Oh, God, you told them when you walk with your children, tell them about God. When you're sitting, tell them about God. Tell them about the things of God. And God, your word will not come back void. It's going to accomplish what it's set out to do. I don't care if they pick blackberries or whatever they do for a season. They are coming back. So we ask you, God, to bless them. We ask you, God, to protect them. We ask you, God, to watch over them. We ask you to lead them by your hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We commit them to you. We give them to you, Father God. And we are praying in the name of Jesus that they grow stronger in you. As parents, God, we ask that they not provoke the children or irritate the children or argue with their children. We are believing, Father God, that they have that relationship where they can talk to their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for that relationship that they build, Father God, that they bring that parent and child relationship and let the children know at a young age, I'm not your sister, I'm not your friend, but I am your mother, and there are certain things that I expect from you. Help them, Father God, not to try just to be their friend. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. And God, when they go astray, they're trying to wonder why they did. Because, God, you've already placed in your word everything that we need. You've already told parents how to bring up children. You've already said it. And, God, I pray as believers that we stand on your word, Father God. We stand on that word because your word is truth. And your word will bring balance. We all need that balance. That word will bring balance, God, in the name of Jesus. So we lift them up to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And help us, God, to realize that they are tempted by more things than we were tempted by. We didn't have all the social media, and we didn't have all of these drugs available to us. We didn't have all of that stuff, Father God. So help us to stay on our toes. Hallelujah, to pray without ceasing, God. And most of all, help them just to put the children in your hand because you created them and you made them, Father God. And help the parents to be the example. Don't just tell them and then you live in any kind of way. Don't tell them and they see you arguing and telling lies, God. But help them to be, help us to be that light, to be that example, so that they will know the proper way to do things and the proper way to go. God, children are a blessing. You said they was. Children are a blessing. So help parents to love them unconditionally, God, regardless of what's going on, because we've all missed the mark. We've all missed the mark. But God, help parents to be wise. Show them how to go in and how to go out. Show them, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, how to pray and let you show them things that's going on in their household, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy. We ask you even for that special anointing tonight, dear God, that you anoint us, Father God, hallelujah, to be carriers of the gospel, not just when we leave our house, but, God, to be inside of our house. Be that living testimony, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray in Jesus' name that the kids will have godly friends. I pray, Father God, that they will have adults, God, that they can look up to, Father God, who can lead and guide them in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that they will have parents, God, who will listen to them. Hallelujah. Just not want them to do what they want them to do. But, God, to be there by their side, even they might not want to be a teacher or a doctor or any of that, but God, let them know that they can be anything that they want to be, and they can be excellent at it. In the name of Jesus, help them to support their children in Jesus' name so that they will be there for them even if they fall, God. Show the parents what to do. And most of all, God, help us all to know that love covers sin. Help them to love unconditionally. And that child know that if I mess up, my mom and my dad is there for me. They're going to love me regardless of what I do. But they're not going to stand by and watch me drown and don't say anything. So, God, I lift up these children to you tonight. They're your property. God, they belong to you. Have your way in their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that we've all been set apart, God, for your use and even for a time such as this. So, God, we bless the children now in the name of Jesus. And we believe, God, we believe that if we walk according to your will and do what you tell us to do, God, that the children will be protected and that they will be saved, God, and they won't get into gangs and they won't have to run to somebody else to fulfill that, that they can get at home. Help the parents, God, to take the kids into the house of the Lord where they can come together and learn together and meet people of their kind, God, in Jesus' name. Don't leave it up to the child to decide whether they want to go to church or not, God. I know that when they get a certain age, there's nothing you can do about it. But, God, I'm praying that they start with them as a young age. Because, God, we know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he has his eyes on the children of the believers. He have traps set for the children of the believers. And help us, God, to always be wise. Help us to be counselors. Help us to be friends. Help us to be parents. Help us to be leaders in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you and we honor you, God, and we give you glory. And I'm just going to leave us with this, Father God. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the weak. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. God, we might not be in prison, but we might be bound in our mind. So I ask, God, that the mind that be in Christ also be in us, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus for wisdom. And I do ask, God, that in these times that you be with us as a nation, God, in Jesus' name, that you be with the president and all of his cabinet, God, and show us how to maneuver through what we're going through right now. Give the president wisdom and all those that are with him, God, give them wisdom. And we pray for salvation and that this gospel will go forth to all nations, Father God, letting them know that Jesus is Lord. So, Father, we bless your name tonight. We thank you for who you are and all that you do. And, God, we thank you for saving us, keeping us, and blessing us. We thank you for everybody on this line tonight, God. Bless them and keep them, Father. Watch over them and protect them, Father God. Lead and guide them in the path that you set before them. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endureth forever. We love you, we praise you, and we worship you. I come in agreement, God, with every prayer that has gone forth tonight, every word that has been said. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. For loving us, for being for us, for being with us right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I just want to sing a verse of this song. Praise God. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and they are saved. Precious Lord, I thank you so much once again. And I just, Lord God, I just want to read a little bit of Psalms 18. Praise God. Hallelujah, because in your word is everything that we need. Glory to God. The scripture says, Psalms 18 and verse 1 says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Hallelujah. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice, glory be to God, out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When God hears our cries, praise God, verse 7 says, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. And there went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire came out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Praise God. Just wanted to read a little bit of that because there's such comfort in the word of God, and knowing that when we cry out and know who God is, praise God, and know that he hear us and that he's concerned about us, and when we cry to him, glory be to God, hallelujah, something happens in the realms of the earth, glory be to God, hallelujah, because our voice do reach him, hallelujah. And when the enemy is coming against God's people, God, hallelujah, is not happy about that, and he shall deal with it in Jesus' name. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you that you love us so much, that you're concerned about, hallelujah, that hurts us, that causes us pain and suffering, Lord God. And Lord God, hallelujah, I know you're going to deal with it as you see fit. I pray, oh Lord God, as others have, and I come in agreement, Lord God, for my sister McCormick, Lord God, your precious servant, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for her and her entire family. You know, Lord God, hallelujah, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And thank you for the authority that you give us. God, I thank you, hallelujah, that you go to war. You are Jehovah Nissi, the God that go to war on our behalf, glory be to God. You deal with the adversary. And I know, hallelujah, that there is a time, a season, a purpose for everything under the sun. We don't know how many days we're granted here, but we know you know. And we know you know every situation. Nothing has caught you by surprise. But we pray, God, that those things that hurt us, that you deal with, we pray that you heal the hurt. We pray that you comfort, God, those that mourn, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, those, Lord God, I heard the pleading, Lord God, for our children. We pray for them, Lord God. Lord God, so many babies. These are your babies, Lord God. They are our loved ones, our baby brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And we, Lord God, intercede on their behalf as well. We pray for their protection today. We pray for good, sound mindsets. And God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you recompense tribulation to the ones that cause our young ones to stumble in Christ Jesus. And I already said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so ain't no sense in we fighting against people that have not come to the knowledge of the truth, Lord God. We pray that people, Lord God, will come out of darkness into your marvelous light in the name of Jesus. We pray for your divine deliverance on today. God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our mighty warring angels will fight against those that are bringing about mischief and trouble in the life of people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Your persecuted servants, Lord God, around the world, in the name of Jesus. God, remember, Lord God, hallelujah, that we, Lord God, we serve a God, hallelujah, that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And so when we come to you, we're not just coming to say pretty words, but we come, Lord God, to the El Shaddai, yes, to the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, glory be to God, our healer. We pray that you heal my sister's wounds, Lord God, and those others that are bereaved. Yes, many are bereaved, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And let your hand of mercy be upon those that need help on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of Father this evening, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Be thou mediator, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for mercy, Lord God. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you for reminding us that the wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God, your gift, your free gift, is still eternal life. Glory be to God. You said to as many as receive Jesus, to them you give the right to become the children of God. And we pray for our babies, Lord God, your babies, Lord God. God, because if you put us here, if you put them here, they're here for a purpose, Lord God. And it's not to be abused by the spirit of darkness. It's not to, Lord God, to be used, Lord God, for, Lord God, the world, Lord God, but it's a purpose. You have a purpose and a plan for their lives, and we pray that your purpose and your plan, Lord God, will come to pass in these children's lives. We pray, oh, Lord God, against, Lord God, every trap, every scheme, every plot, Lord God, that the enemy set, Lord God, against them, and we pray, God, that you bring these things to absolutely naught in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I don't know, Shake, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you deal with every adversary. And we pray for parents, Lord God, that they'll become, Lord God, the people, Lord God, of God, that they can set good examples for their children. Because, yes, there are so many distractions. And we bind up the distractions. We bind up the deception. We bind up, Lord God, the wickedness that's trying to come against these babies, the innocent ones. God, those, Lord God, doors that have been opened that should not have ever been open, Lord God, because children have access to this internet and this stuff that, Lord God, they're talking to people in other countries, and some parents don't even know about it, and some parents may be aware of it, but they think it's harmless. But God, we don't know what people in other countries are sharing with our babies. We pray, oh God, that you cut it off. Every unhealthy, every, Lord God, tie that's been connected to someone, every door that was open that should not have been open. We pray in the name of Jesus that every thief, the enemy, Lord God, be driven out of their lives, Lord God, and that door is closed forever. You close the door just like you close the door to the ark in the name of Jesus. When you close the door, no one can open it. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for deliverance. We pray for our young ones, our babies, Lord God, the innocent ones. We pray that they will be taught. We pray, Lord God, for the servants of God will teach them in Sunday school, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will learn from looking at the life of other believers, Lord God, and learn, I want to follow that path in the name of Jesus. I want to get on the path that leads to life, and that's where I want to be in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask for your help this evening. We thank you, Lord God, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Glory be to God. Yes, you are the I am that I am. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are our Father, God, which art in heaven. The scripture teach, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Father, we need you in the earth. Yes, we do. We need you in our lives. We need you in our family lives. We pray right now, Lord God, against, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, pray against these strongholds and addictions, Lord God. And it's amazing what some of the addictions and strongholds are. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up everything that's not like you by the authority of the living God. We plead the blood of Jesus against the addiction of alcohol, drugs, sex sin, immorality, in the name of Jesus. Evil and wickedness, we counsel, Lord God, in our children's lives. We pray that they have a mind to choose you, Lord God, for you are the best. God, there's none like you, Lord God. You are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the earth. Thank you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for Brother Stuart Baldwin, in the name of Jesus, the excess edema that's in his limbs, or in his legs, Lord God. as he was in the hospital almost a year last year. And, God, you brought him out, God. And we pray that that devil, Lord God, is loose from the attack that he's been given this young man. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you heal the edema, Lord God. Heal the condition in his body that's trying to battle against his own flesh in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine deliverance. You said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. And you said in John 16, 23 and 24, whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, that you will give it to us. It's your desire that we be, Lord God, full of joy. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that life to the full. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, I stand on your promises. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. That's your word, Father God, and I thank you. I trust you. I agree with your word. Have mercy this evening. God, deliver those that are hurting, that are in pain, that's been suffering for so long a time. I pray for divine supernatural miracles to be released in those lives. You know every one of us, Father. Every person that we know that we're interceding. Thank you, Lord God, that my friend Lily, Lord God, did not have the stroke. She had to be admitted in the hospital, Lord God, and they were thinking that she had had a mild stroke, Lord God, but you helped the doctors to find out that she had had two small aneurysms from years ago. And as long as she keep her blood pressure under control, she don't have to worry about it in the name of Jesus. But, God, we thank you that her life is in your hands. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up those, Lord God, that have been suffering for so long a time. And we pray the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, will go forth and release supernatural divine deliverance in those lives that have been suffering for so long. And we pray for divine healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us liberty from sin, from sickness, Lord God, from the coronavirus, from pain and suffering, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we live on this earth, and we are likely to run into some challenges, Lord God, some pain and some suffering, but God, I thank you that we are already more than conquerors because of what Jesus said to me in his word. Glory be to God. You already said, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians 15:57, that you've gotten a victory on our behalf, and I receive it in Jesus' name. God, I love you, and I thank you, and I praise you. I pray that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, our leaders, those in, Lord God, in the household of faith, those in the earth today, not just in our nation, but everywhere. People need to begin to live right in the name of Jesus, and they need wise counsel. We know everybody is not saved, Lord God, but we pray, and I thank you that you would, that everybody would come to repentance and come over on the right side, which is your side, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. And I pray that people are delivered from the wickedness in the earth today, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, deal with that adversary and his cohorts in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. We pray that, Lord God, you continue to bless, Lord God, the leader of the prayer line, Minister Pastor BJ, in Christ Jesus' name. With her needs being met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Her family, Lord God, blessed, and they're coming in and they're going out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 God, in the name of Jesus, continue to be with your servants on this line. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that Pastor Bird, Lord God, that her, Lord God, blood pressure is regulated, her blood sugar is regulated in Christ Jesus' name. No weapon formed against her. That's right. In the name of Jesus shall prosper. Hallelujah, Lord God. We trust you. We know that you're able. Thank you, Lord God, that we do better. The Holy Spirit give us guidance on what we can do to better our life so that we're here to accomplish your mighty acts in the earth today. Glory be to God. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. I pray for Pastor Sims and her family. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, her brother. Lord God, he always asks for prayer for him and his family. And I pray for him, Lord God. Let him be the light that he needs to be, the salt of this earth. In the name of Jesus, we lift up, Lord God, all those that's on the prayer line tonight. Sister Alexander, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Sister McCormick, Lord God, our dear daughters. Lord God, our granddaughters, in the name of Jesus. God, deal with those that harass your people. And I thank you, Lord God, that you remind us, Lord God, that we should warn the unruly. You told us to comfort those that are feeble-minded, to support those that are weak, and to, Lord God, be patient with all men. God, everybody is not saved, so we should be patient, and we should be a light. And, Lord God, be salt, be your servants in the earth that point others to you. We love you. We lift up Brother Black. We lift up everyone on this prayer line. Those, Lord God, that don't even say a word, but they come on the prayer line, we pray that their needs are met. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Father, I love you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you so much. I thank you for those that will come to know Jesus and confess him and live for him in the earth today. Somebody got to have an example. Help us to be your examples on earth today. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, Father, I love you. I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on behalf of all of us. Let your divine will be done now. In Jesus' blessed and holy and righteous name, and I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, we glorify the Lord for all the prayer requests. I mean, prayers that went forth and under the anointing. We give God glory. We're going to ask, we'll have a few more minutes before we start taking prayer requests. I have two requests. One is Pastor Betty, if you have some time to spend to pray for a few minutes. And I saw a number here that came up. Apostle Burton is on the line, but Apostle Burton's a friend, I think it's Minister Barbara. Hopefully after Pastor Betty pray, we can be able to hear from her to find out whether she has a prayer request then we'll take the other prayer requests. Amen. At this time, Pastor Betty Pugh. Pastor, are you on pause or on mute? Maybe she's on mute at this time. Well, bless the Lord. At this time, we're going to go ahead and ask, I'm not sure whether it's Pastor, Minister, Barbara, does she have a prayer request or the Lord put something on your heart to pray? Make sure I got the right number, yes. Minister Barbara?
Not Minister, but Barbara. I just have a request for just for my family and health. That's it.
Okay.
Great. That's for health.
For your health, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. Praise God. Pastor Burton, Prophet Burton, would you take that prayer request for Sister Barbara? She said it's for her health. What is happening to my ministers here? Well, Father, in Jesus' name, wait a minute, I didn't open the line, so she can't say nothing about opening the line. I do apologize. I have everybody on mute until we open the line for prayer. So I'll get ready to open the minutes after she pray. Pastor Bird?
Pastor, I'm eating right now.
Oh, okay, then I do apologize. I should have thought about it. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I do honor you and give you glory. We praise God, glory to God, for all the prayers that went forth. We come before your throne boldly to obtain mercy. And as we come before you now for Sister Barbara, you heard the request that she's praying for her health. And God, we know that you desire for us to be in good health and to prosper. And you said in your word, by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings, and you sent your word to heal. So we come against Satan, glory to God, and all his little cohorts that come against her body, because we know in your word, in John 10:10 says, the glory to God, that you came to, that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. So God, you know every part of her body, every ligament, glory to God, every blood vessel, all the bones, everything. God, so we know whatever's going on in her body, glory to God, has come against how you ordained it to be from the beginning of time, that it's the devil. So we bind his works up and command him to loose his hold off of her body in the name of Jesus. We're standing in agreement tonight, and glory to God, that she be healed and whole. No matter how long it's been there, we're speaking, glory to God, that it be eradicated, dismantled. Loose your hold, you foul and unclean spirit. This body belongs unto the Lord. I pray, God, for her strength. I pray for her courage, And I pray, Lord, to God, that you will bless her and restore the joy. Because even pain and agony come against us. It sometimes will come, it's the devil to come to rob us of our joy and of our peace. So, God, I'm praying for restoring, glory to God, her body back to health and encourage her heart too as well in the midst of all that's been going on in her body. So, God, I pray, glory, that the peace of God be upon her in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, that she remember what God's word say, that you don't have no respect of person, and God, that you're concerned for her, glory to God. You don't sit so high that you're not concerned, glory to God, about whatever goes on with hers and our infirmities. So, God, I thank you for her right now, and I pray, glory to God, that you will bless her and that she will have sweet sleep. I command that pain, glory to God, and any agony that come up against her, cease in Jesus' name. And we call forth, glory to God, your divine touch. In Jesus' name, and Satan, you loose your hold and go back to the dry place from whence you came. God, I thank you for the reminder of the power that she possessed as we come in agreement with her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. Bless the Lord. Apostle, you have anything to say either tonight?
No, I'm just going to listen.
Praise God. Do anyone have any prayer requests? We're going to take that. Everybody already prayed for Mother McCormick, so we already been covering her with just about every prayer warrior already.
You got something wrong. Hello?
I'm here, Mother.
Girl, what's going on? You got my line in trials again.
Oh, you know what? I went down the line and closed y'all back up. Oh, I must have got too excited tonight. Praise the Lord. Don't close up. No, I didn't. I had all your lines open.
Well, I know you had mine.
Yeah, they're open, Mother. Cause
it's
I'm talking
open
to
now.
You. No, but when you start talking to me, yeah. It was open then.
Praise the Lord, baby. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord.
Exactly.
Lord, you are the God that heal and you are the Lord that deliver. Father, you see it all and you know it all. Because your word said, Lord, you take away sickness and disease from the midst
yes.
of us. According to your promise, Lord God, and you said it, your word cannot be void. You see what's going on and nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening the sister right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up whatever come against her right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your promises tell us whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. And there's nothing unhurt that you cannot heal, Lord. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hate, scum, or deep pain, God is the solution. He is a healer, baby. So just remember, no matter what comes, cry out to God. Don't give the enemy no place. He have no authority. And we got to learn to know that we are daughters of the living God. Lord, I pray for my sister's daughter, Lord God. Lord, you see everything that's going on with Sister B, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for giving us authority and dominion here on earth that we can cast out these things in the name of Jesus. For Lord, you see how Sister B is going, Lord God. This false spirit of cancer come against our body. But Lord, we binding it up in the name of Jesus and we command it to loose our body in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Young right now, Lord God, that she's losing this weight and is worried about it. But we bind up that false spirit that attack our body and we command that she will gain her weight back in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your word tells us, cast all our cares on you. And you said, Lord, if we pray, so that let us know no matter what come against us here on earth, God never let us down. We bind up the works of the enemy that come against us in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for our sons and daughters. Lord God, you see all and you know all. But Lord, your promises we standing on, Lord God. We bind up anything that come against them, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up. We will not tolerate disease and sickness to come against the body, Lord God, because your promises tell us, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God, you said it in your word, you will take away sickness from the midst of us. And that is in Deuteronomy 7, Lord God, your promises, we receive it and we stand on it because, Lord, you're not a man that you should lie. And if you said it, Lord, we believe it. We pray for our grandchildren and our great-grands, Father God. Continue to keep our edge around them, Heavenly Father, because we know your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. And, Lord, we thank you for healing the lands in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for our sisters and brothers overseas, Lord God. Those that is faithful, Lord, that is standing firm, Lord God. We continue to stand in the gap with them in the name of Jesus. Binding up the works of the enemy that come against them, because we know, Lord God, that your word said, if we pray. So that let us know that prayer is the key, regardless what's come against us. Prayer is the key. And Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord God. We pray for each and every one on our prayer line, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will stand faithful and seek you more, Lord God. Let the enemy know that he has no authority in their life, Father God. Because you gave us that authority, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, if we pray. And we know that prayer is the key. We know that nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. And nothing can tear down prayer. Prayer can meet you wherever you are. But the thing is, well, we have to be consistent in praying. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for giving us the power and the dominion to stand and to call on your name, Lord God, because your name is strong power, Lord. If we run in to not care what goes on, we call on that name. Let the enemy run in there, but we know that we is secure because of your word, Lord God. Help us to stand no matter what the situation look like. Know who we are and stand faithful because you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us, Lord God. And we thank you for giving us the authority to bind things and hurt, Father God. Because no matter what we see, no matter what we do, still believe that God is the key. And you gave us the keys to stand. Regardless what the enemy try to come against us with, we know that your promises, Heavenly Father, your promises is what keep us going. So we come against these foul spirits that bring sickness and disease to the body, Lord God. We binding them up in the name of Jesus. And we continue to stand faithful, Lord God, because your promises is forever. Help us to walk according to your word, Heavenly Father. Help us to know that if you said it, stand faithful in it. Because you're a faithful God. So we are your child, Lord God. We are daughters of the mighty God. Hear and join here. Help us to stand faithful in your word because your word will not fail us. We got to know how to stand regardless of it's hurt, regardless of what's coming down on our head. But God is a God that sees everything. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us that power and authority. Because your word tells us, Lord, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. So no matter what the situation look like, we're standing on your promises, Heavenly Father. There got to be a way. Because you'll never leave us. And number one, your promises cannot be void. If you said it, hold on to it. It got to come. Because God never, never, never will leave us alone. And we got to thank God for his mercy and his grace in our life. We thank God for being the head of our life. Without the Lord, we wouldn't ever even wake up in the morning time. But, Lord, we just give you glory. We just give you honor. We just give you praise, Lord God, because you are the one that watch over our offspring. No matter how things look, we know that God have them in his hands. And we know that nothing is too hard for him to do. Even when the enemy come against us to trap us down, he has no dominion. No. He has no authority over the child of God. If we hold on to God and change it on, he has no dominion over us. We got to stand faithful. We know who we are in Christ Jesus. So no matter what the situation look like, still hold on and say, I know it's a brighter day tomorrow. I know it's a brighter day because God promised in his word. He tell us to stand faithful. And remember one thing that we got to really realize that when we stand, we don't stand in no weakness. We stand in the power of his might. because of who we are. Oh, God, thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for keeping the head of the prayer line going, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our, Lord God. Continue to keep us strong in your word, Lord God, regardless what comes. Stand faithful in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see everything that goes on. You see what's going on with the sister McCormick. But, Lord, we know that you know that she's one of your daughters. So it doesn't matter what the enemy do. Hold on to your faith and stand strong because God never leaves you nor forsake you. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for her sister that she's standing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.
And, Mother, I do apologize. I just realized.
What? No, I don't. No, baby, I was just off the law.
So you are right. I just realized when you first started praying, I said, oh, my God, I skipped over your name for you supposed to pray. Oh, that's what happened. I thought you were talking about when I just opened the live vid. I bless God for your tenacity of determination and your skill of obey God. Amen.
Oh, baby. When it's coming out to the
God.
Word of God, we can't give the enemy no place, baby.
That's right. Got to close
them
doors.
Just like you always say, Pastor. You always say, he don't have no victory here.
That's right. Got to persist in pursuit. Praise the Lord.
Baby.
Amen. God bless the Lord for you. Now we'll take any other prayer requests besides the ones that's already been spoken and prayed over. We're going to take those, and I'm opening the lines back up because I had to close them. There was some interference, so I wanted everybody to hear the prayer when Mother was praying. So I'm opening your lines back. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want y'all to touch and agree with me tomorrow as I go and get blood work did, that everything is going to come out good. Touch and agree with me with my daughter. Her knee keep popping in it. It's not her knee, she said, it's the side, on the side of her leg. Something keeps popping in and out. And took her to the emergency room. They did an ultrasound, and now they want her to see it. I think it's called orthopedic doctor. Unbelievable for a healing. I'm believing with everything within me for a miraculous healing because I know when God made her body, he made it good. When he made my body, he made it good. He made no mistakes in our bodies.
Amen.
And I'm asking him to be in state in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
I just ask y'all to touch and agree with me.
Most definitely, my dear. We certainly will.
Pastor, can I say something?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, Rachel, I remember, I know who it is too, Rachel, Sister Rachel. You already have what you need from the Lord. And the thing is, because of the calling on your life, there's a high calling on your life. Oh, my God. And the enemy is tapping you a lot more than just a regular person. And that's why, like, people like you, me, and other the rest of the prayer warriors have to stay in prayer constantly. And if we don't have that relationship like that, today is a fine day to start because we have to constantly stay in prayer and do the things and the work of the Lord because of the high calling of your life. That's why so many attacks come. Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I pray that you continue, as my brother said, keep yourself built up and encouraged. And sometimes when you're alone, it seems like it's hard. But like I've shared with you many times, sometimes just reach out. Whether you call me or call, I know you call your auntie sometimes. But if you need one of the prayer warriors, besides us. Then, reach out because sometimes when we sit and meditate too much on our situation, we done pray, you done got a new word and whatever like this, and then you just have those lonely moments. And then when things attack, you try to weaken you down, but you got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. All of us have different type of challenges we go through, but know that the Lord going to bring you through and bring you out. And the more that the enemy see that you are not going to take down and you're going to keep on pressing and pursuing and not give in, he's going to have to do just what the Bible said. When we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. Not taking down that you don't feel or don't go through what you, but it was like you said, those, like your brother and the pastor them said that, even some things to encourage his heart to, and all of us. And Mother Alexander, you hear her talking about, no, we are. We just got to, this is a press every day. Once we get that, not say we won't be attacked, because the Bible said many of the afflictions are the righteous, but he delivers out of all. It'll get more easier in the when we're pursuing and persisting after the Lord. I mean, being persistent. And so I just wanted to encourage you, just keep fighting and get up. And like I told you, I'm available if you need to call. So just be encouraged, and we believe in God with you, you and your daughter, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And I just wanted to say that we have to stay around encouragers, not the people that were discouragers. We have to remain around encouragers and not discouragers. Sometimes the people we're around, even though we're after God, but everybody ain't after God, and God has given us a calling. So sometimes we have to withdraw ourselves, no matter who the person is and how much we might love that person. Could be my brother, my sister. They're not going my way. I got to remove myself sometimes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the prayer request that she asked. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless for that prayer's request for the blood work. God, we believe in that all is well, that glory to God, things will turn around in her favor. We're believing, God, for divine healing, for whatever the purpose, or whether it's a routine thing or something that came up. We're praying, God, the divine touch and healing. Pray for her daughter, God, concerning his knee. In the name of Jesus, we know you can divinely touch it. And, God, if there's anything that you want to use the doctors, glory to God, to examine for we'll know exactly what to pray for, then so be it. But we know all things are possible through Christ Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to touch her, encourage her, and we believe in glory to God. There will no serious tears or anything that's in her knee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Any other prayer requests?
I'd like a prayer request, please.
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God.
Okay, my,
can you hear
my
me?
My name's Alon. Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, Brother Alon, you go ahead on, and then I want Mother after you for her to be able to get a prayer request in, okay, once you speak. Go ahead.
Okay, you can go ahead. I'll be listening.
Okay, Sister Elsa?
Yes, I was going to say, let's pray, God, and you should be proud. You are angels. I always bring good news. You are angels. That grandchild who wanted to kill himself, she's back
yes.
to normal life, back to school through your
glory.
Praise God. Answers your prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God.
We give God the praise and the glory and the honor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to continue to pray for him, that the Lord bless and keep him covered under the blood, and put people around him that are going to be encouraging him and inspiring him to do the best that he can be and accomplish all that he can. So we just pray God's word, that he'll hear more of it. And thank God for you being there to encourage him too as well.
Even my granddaughter, the one the teacher was saying that she has devils, well, the doctor said she has nothing. They went to check. They took the daughter to school. The teacher was fired. So she is back to school normal again.
Praise God. Great praise reports. We thank you, Jesus. There's power in prayer. Yes. We have faith to stand on it, and God will do what he say he'll do. He's faithful. All right. Thank God for that praise report.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, Brother Alonzo.
Yes. I'm just calling. I need to thank everybody for the prayer that I received last week and the results that I had. And I wanted to pray especially tonight for my daughter, Tammy. Last week I asked you about praying on the fear and the faith, but my sister, Pastor Sim, T and I, we went over it, and I had a good understanding, a pretty good understanding about. And now I understand good fear. Fear is not of God. So we know that it's not, and he protects us from all that we know this. And that my sister, we sat down and we discussed it and we prayed and we got it cleared up. And I like for you to pray for my daughter, like Tammy Jane, and pray that she can gain the lack of fear that I had, but it took a lot of praying and a lot of people praying for me to get it out of me, so I wouldn't fear things. But I like when you pray for that and pray for my whole family, and pray and always pray for me to have the strength to try to lead this family by being the oldest one, and I surely appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, you continue to stand on the word and try to get in the word every day. Like the brother was saying, Minister Black telling other sister, it makes a whole lot of difference when we can get in that word. And sometimes if we just can't be able to focus to read it on a regular, you know, because sometimes it may be, you know, the writing or our eyes. He has it on the Google, or you can find it in a little device that have the Bible on it and listen to it that way. When you can't read or get tired of reading, then you can also hear it and let the word just play in the daytime or the night.
Yes, sir. That's what I need to do. And I'm thinking about I'm going to find a way to do it.
Yeah, well, Pastor Sims probably can get with you about that, or one of your grandchildren, and when you find out if you got a phone to do it with, or either buy one of those little devices that already have the Bible on it. And we're going to believe God. You're going to build your faith up that way, and then while you're hearing it on the line, too, as well. So, Father, we thank you for Brother Alonzo, in the name of Jesus, God, that you already delivered him, and we pray delivered, glory to God, as he walked in faith, because as the word says, you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sign bound in your mind, which you said in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yeah, I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee up to the right hand of righteousness. We pray that spirit of fear, glory to God, be eradicated out of his daughter's life too as well, that she'll find a way to get in the word. Give her a mind to want to read or search out your word, or either come online to hear the word, however means you want to do that. Well, I put people in our pathway, as well as my brother, that they can be able to build themselves up in your word. And God, we just thank you for the report that he's doing better too as well. And God, we bless you. Amen. We have another prayer request.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Again, I hate to keep saying anything, but I just need to pray for the other night, my daughter.
Somebody's blowing in the phone.
She has to go to, you know, get up and go to dialysis early in the morning time.
Yeah.
So she didn't go when she's supposed to went. I mean, she went, but she didn't go outside to do the car at that time. And my son-in-law had this advice on his own where he comes around the house. There were some men out there next to the house and had hoodies on at the car. And thank God that go outside at that time when those men was out there at the truck. They were trying to mess with the truck that my son-in-law got. But he saw it. And then come to find out that those three men has been going, they're bored, young bored. They's going down the street of that neighborhood. They broke into a lot of cars and stuff, and now they got the police thing going out. So just pray for them that they'll be protected, the whole neighborhood be protected down that street where these young people just ain't got
the a lot of that, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just thank God that things was all right with her when she walked outside, that they was not
there. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Her husband was there. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, one of the young ladies, Mother Alexander, or Mother, one of you all can take that prayer request.
we pray that the Lord will touch those young men's hearts. And something that I would say to Madam McCartney is this. Remember who you are. You can stay right up in your house or outside your door. And
that's
pray
the daughter. The rest of the house.
By your, no, that McCartney. I said something to McCartney. McCartney, you got off the line?
No, I'm still
No, I was saying that was her daughter's house she was talking about the truck.
Uh-huh. What I'm saying, Madam McCartney, they live right, you said, by your neighborhood? Okay. What I was saying is that.
Is that my daughter's neighborhood?
Oh, it's not where the boys are? Is that at your neighborhood with your daughter?
No, it's not my neighborhood. It's my daughter's neighborhood.
Well, baby, you still have the power and authority to pray down.
Right.
You go by your daughter because remember who you are. You're a woman of God, baby. Pray it down. You don't have to go out there. Remember, you start up at your door. You're looking at what's going on out there and looking at those men by faith.
All right.
We're going to pray. We stand in agreement with you to pray that stuff out of there.
All
pray
right.
it down in the name of Jesus that they will got to move because, remember, it's spiritual. So we are touching an agreement with you. I'm praying that stuff down from around your daughter's house and from around your house, whatever it is. Because God hears prayer and he do whatever it is, wherever you are, that prayer. None can stop prayer. I always say there's no barrier for prayers. Prayers go everywhere. It's up the way that goes how you pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's worry you Good about Lord. Your daughter, what they going to do, then you pray. Get that foul spirit out of this neighborhood. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And by faith, baby, God will work on it. So nothing happened to your daughter.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
That's what I'll do, Madam McCartney. That's what comes to me now. And that's what I will do.
All right.
Prayer
Thank
is the key,
you.
Baby. Prayer is the key. Especially, you're a woman of God. A woman of faith. Don't be messing with a woman of faith.
Thank you, God.
Because she can pray, baby. You don't have to be at the same place where the people is to pray. You can be in New York and pray something down for down there to stop. That is the power of God that God gave unto us as children. Remember, we are here of God and joined here. We're not of the world, baby. I always say, remember who you are, baby. You're not of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
That did something to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I hear God saying the angels charge over you.
Hallelujah.
In all of your ways.
Amen.
He's already gone before you and prepared the way.
Thank you, God.
And so your angels are already in camp. They're already in place. And what they were trying to do to you, they couldn't do it because of your angels already being in charge. So we do thank God and give him praise. And just remember that he is your protector.
That's right.
And he's already made that way for you.
Prophet of God, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
God, man. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Praise God.
Ooh, just tell him thank you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Apostle Hubbard.
Yes.
When Jesus said, if you've done to the least of these, you've done it unto me.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, that doesn't necessarily mean everything was done to Jesus, but even Jesus' family members, even the least of these. You know, attacks come. It don't come always to me. It could come, the enemy can attack my brother. That's to me.
Amen.
Enemy can attack my sisters, my mom. That's doing it unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And God just gave me that revelation. You know, he'll try to turn our life upside down through all kinds of ways. And it may not come directly to us.
Yep.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
We got
Thank
the power.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
You
for the angel.
Thank you.
I praise God.
That's mother, Sister Hubbard. That's just like a while ago when our mother Alexander was praying. She was praying for me and she was praying for other ones. And my phone just went out.
Wow.
It cut off. I couldn't get y'all back. I had to take the phone and get on my other phone. I ain't hear nothing she said.
Wow.
So I have to go back.
Oh my goodness, the enemy is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God, so like you can always go back in. Well, I think hopefully that part got recorded because we have already over the 9, but preferably that part got recorded. But I did jot down a couple things.
But the enemy can't stop that. The prayer is already in the atmosphere.
That's
it's
right.
Already
yeah.
That's what I like
yeah.
to say, too, because that's only the truth.
Would not come back void.
Uh-huh.
You heard it or not, God did.
Mm-hmm.
I pursue.
So you got what you asked for.
Thank
in Jesus'
yeah.
name.
This is getting good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I give God glory. He
never
is worthy of
yeah.
Praise God. Stop.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, and we just thank you right now. We bind the hands of the enemy, God, on every onslaught. Your assignment, you have been dismissed, devil. You're a liar. And loose your hold from off of Mother McCormick and everybody else on the prayer line. In the mighty name of Jesus, pick up your weapons. We command you, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the bottom of the sea. Now we dispatch your angels to encamp around about us, our property, our loved ones, and everything that we're dealing with, God. Your hands are already in it, God. And we just thank you, God, that we can see your light. You are the light, and we're following your light, God. Lord, we're seeking after you as there's a thirsty deer panteth after the water brooks, God. And so we're going to rest in peace in your word, God. You told us, keep our minds stayed on you. You will keep us in perfect peace. And we bind the spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. God, we just thank you that we can believe and trust, lean, roll, and just acknowledge your word, God. You are our sheep. You are our shepherd. We are your sheep. Any other voice we will not follow. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to tell y'all thank you. Thank you for the encouraging word. Thank you, because I know what the word says. He said, where any two or three are gathered together in his name, he will be in the midst. God, I thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God be to glory.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here, give you just what you need when you need it. Lord, I thank you. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I need it first, y'all. My daughter bees on every week. Every week she don't miss y'all. She don't say a word, but she's right here listening, eating, and digesting the word of God.
Praise God. What is her name?
Her name is Laura, L-O-R-A.
L-O-R-A. Laura. So we can keep Laura lifted up in the name of Jesus. And God continue to bless her spirit like a sponge to receive all that you say with understanding. I pray the boldness of the Spirit of the Lord will just come in her to just manifest in the name of Jesus. No shyness or whatever about you, but God, I pray, God, that you bless even with understanding. And those things that she's going through now, I pray she continue to cast the care upon the Lord. And even as that word went forth without fearing,
God, let her not fear about her body, not fear about her future, not fear about some of the things that she's facing, but continue to let that word penetrate in her spirit to trust the Lord with all her heart and lean not to her own understanding. In all her ways, acknowledge you and you will direct her path. And that's in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. God, there's some things that you're getting ready to do on her behalf, but you're calling for her to go over to seek out your face more and rest in you and don't try to do it herself, but just believe you by faith that you'll open that door at that appointed time and you'll fix the situation at that appointed time. So encourage your heart to just keep casting the cares and things of the past, let them let go and walk in forgiveness too, that it will not let that thing hinder her. And God, I pray, glory to God, that you will bless us in favor. Give her favor, give her favor in Jesus' name.
Father God, I thank you for your apostolic anointing on Laura's life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Laura's really young. Rachel?
She's 46. She's 46.
Oh, 46?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He hasn't known her life.
Hmm?
She said he has
an
anointing on her life.
Yes, ma'am, she does.
No, yeah. I was telling him what you said. That's all.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, I bless the Lord tonight. Oh, my God. For his anointing, for the favor of God, for the move of God. For those that were on tonight, for almost about 14 of us. But we thank God, glory to God, for those that absorbed the word and received it, those that prayed, those that are receiving the prayer. Thank you for the praise reports. Thank you for your anointing, God, because all of this is the glory of you, God. Thank you for the vessels that you use as we yield and make ourselves available to your service. God, every prayer out of each vessel that came forth tonight, glory to God, with such powerful anointing. And God, we thank you for us not to allow nothing that you've given us to turn back around and try to impress you with. It's all about using it for your glory in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Help us to stay hungry for you. Mm-hmm. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we thank you. We thank you for the healing of the brokenheartedness, the ones that are going through grief, the ones that are challenged financially, the ones that are challenged in the bodies, those that are challenged on the job, those that are challenged, glory to God, with misunderstanding and betrayal or whatever the situation may be. God, and some glory to God that may just be having multiple things happening. But God, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, know how to destroy every yoke and to make the crooked path straight. We thank you for your divine touch, healing, and encouragement. I thank you, glory to God, that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. And this, too, shall pass. You are our shepherd, and God, you know how to prepare even the table in presence of our enemy when he come up against us. God, we just thank you, Lord God. Help us remember that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Even though our circumstances try to dictate to us, to try to tell us otherwise, we believe your report. So, God, help us, glory,
yes,
to keep looking to you as the author and the finish of our faith, looking to the hills with coming to our help. And you are the God who can do that exceedingly, abundantly, above, more than we can even think or even ask. God, we bless you today. And I thank you, Lord God. Help us to have the mindset to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't look for the things. Look for you first and allow you to put everything else in order at its appointed time. I thank you for my sisters and my brethren on the phone. We thank you for the word, the anointing. Thank you for our sisters that are coming on. Glory on the fourth Sunday, Mother McCormick, if the Lord say the same, still in her spirit to do so, and Mother Alexander. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. And we are switch it out if we have to, but we are praying for the anointing to flow through them, whatever time, God, you give it to them to bring that word. And we are just thanking you for our anniversary in April, God, as we continue to seek your face to put all of those things in order for that time and whatever. As life lasts, we want to continue to do what you called us to do, speaking health and wholeness, peace and joy, Glory to God and those things that are needed. Also, the abundance and the overflow of as we walk up right before you say you hold no good thing from us. So we believe in you that it's so. We're praying that you touch Sister Barbara on the phone. Glory to God and that you continue to bless and touch her body. Thank you for Pastor Burton, that you'll bless and heal and deliver her. Glory to God for whatever that agitator foot. Thank you that it's better. Thank you that you bless that hand. We thank you, Lord God, for all, glory to God, that are in need of you right now, that don't know you in the part of their sin. Save, deliver. Take out hearts of stone, put in the hearts of flesh, open ears and eyes that they may receive. And thank you for the people that you put in their path, that they will be able to witness with meekness and boldness in the spirit of the Lord with love, and will help us all to walk in forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Now, Satan, we bind you up. Take authority over every foul and unclean spirit, every transferring spirit, every spirit that's set up, glory to God, to entrap us, to snare us in any way. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Every scheme, plot, and plan be eradicated now for all that anointing that God has blessed, and even throughout this night in which you've already put on our lives individually and collectively, that the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus, that it shall go forth. God, give us the wisdom of revelation, knowledge, and glory to God to do what you called us to do. And we love you. We appreciate it. We loose the hand of the enemy in Jesus' name, and loose Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you as we call our joy and our peace back in, spiritual blessings as well as financial blessings. And thank you for all that you do every day, for every morning that we can wake up with renewed mercy and grace. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. Magnify your holy name. How excellent is thy name. We give God glory to all of you. We praise God. We are past the time. Glory to God, but we're always on time when the Lord is doing it. It's just that the recording time is up at 9. We're at 9:15 now, so I'm not letting the Lord have anything anyone else has to say or another request. We're going to depart from this phone, but not his presence, and praise God, and remember, our God reigns. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Prophet, I didn't even say if there's anything else that you had in your heart. Well, if you would have said it, you would have said it, but still the liberty is still there.
I'm fine, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right, good night, everybody.
Night.
God bless you.
Hello, everybody.
Love
glory
you.
To God.
Amen.
My God reigns. Praise the Lord, my God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah, my God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.